So we're going?
Well, yeah, we are. But do you remember this is the part of the podcast where we talk about how we're going to start it?
So I've got a thought.
Yeah.
So you know it's been a while.
It has been a while.
What if... Okay, either we acknowledge that it's been a while.
Yeah.
But pretend we've done an episode every week since the last one and it's just like...
So I mean, it's a bit transparent now.
Yeah, but we'd like... People say, oh, where
are... But people are in on the joke.
Where are episodes 3 to 7? I don't know. Or we don't acknowledge it and we're still in December of last year.
I was thinking that because we haven't put anything out, we could say that we were trapped in one of the corners.
Yeah.
Jumanji style.
The Christmas corner.
yeah. Holiday corner. Where we get family visits.
That might be fun.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we should go with that one just because administration-wise, it doesn't incur anything.
I know.
Because otherwise we're going from two to seven.
Yeah. It would be really funny.
Yeah, it would be funny, but also it would just hurt me to see the feed and see 1, 2, 7.
It would hurt a lot of people though, yeah. That's why it'd be fun. No, but yeah, I like the idea of getting trapped in the Christmas corner.
Okay, we'll do that. So... Right. Here comes the music.
Yeah. Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn around. Upside down comes round again. Here's that crazy chaos you call. Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn around. Upside down comes round again. Here's that crazy chaos you call.
We've escaped. We're free from Santa's horrible tyranny.
God, he's kept us there for so long. I've got icicles from my nose because of how snowy it is there.
Lots of presents. Lots of bonuses in the form of presents.
Yeah, but no icicle nose tweezers to get those icicles off from way down inside.
No,
I need them.
He's not very thoughtful with his presents, is he, really?
No. He's a bit of a dick, really. Everything I don't need.
King Claus, as they just call him.
Two boxes of tampons, and I'm not a woman. Nor am I menstruating.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, very sorry about the lapse. We've both been very busy
in the Christmas corner.
Yeah, where I've had exams in the Christmas corner as well as Christmas.
Yeah, I haven't.
No. Aiden just sat there. He tried to achieve enlightenment, but he only made himself less enlightened, if anything.
It's dark in the Christmas corner.
Yeah, in darkened. Anyway, just wanted to say sorry. And... here we are.
I'm Aiden.
I'm Joe.
And welcome to our House of Corners.
It's Aiden and Joe's House of Corners. It's a podcast you're listening to right now. You put it on, idiot.
Yeah.
You press play.
Don't press pause. Don't you dare press pause.
Hold on, they did. We have to wait a second. That's what happens when you pause a podcast. We all have to wait. You're wasting everyone's time.
You hold
time
everyone up. It's so selfish.
But yeah, it's our House of Corners. If you haven't heard before... Thanks for tuning in, and this is how it works. So we take you around our imaginary house.
It's not imaginary.
Well, no, in the way that you have to think of it, because you can't see it, it's a podcast.
Oh, it's imaginary for the listener.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. We obviously live in a
obviously,
house
we can see all of it, all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And we introduce each other and you, our special guests, to our various...
Corners.
Corners,
rooms. Of the house!
And...
Not of our genitals. No. It's the way he's made it sound.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Shall I start us off?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got. Let's take a walk down. Oh, it's a well-travelled road. I thought we'd start off back on track. Familiar. Twitter replies.
Yay!
Twitter replies corner. Oh, it's the high speed. It's like the start of Tron. We're going into the machine. God, it's a bird. It's blue. It's small. And it doesn't have eyes.
I've not seen Tron.
You know the Twitter blue?
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
I was talking about the bird.
I assumed it was a Tron reference.
No, it's the Twitter. Right. Anyway, so if you haven't heard this game before, it's where I have on Twitter a picture in front of me with a caption, and I read Aiden the replies to the tweet, and he has to guess what the tweet contains. So we're going to start off with this one. It was tweeted by Fortune, at Fortune_91.
Not very rich.
Well, you don't know what the quantum of 91 is. It could be 91 million.
Oh, I was assuming like Fortune 1 is like the richest. And then there's sort of 90 people between Fortune 1 and Fortune
91. Well, still, I imagine the 91st most rich person is still probably incredibly rich, Hayden.
There's a mountain to climb, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Anyway, you did it at 1:49 a.m. Oh, burning the midnight oil on the 16th of January, 2018. It's a new year. It's a new him. 22,207 retweets.
Whoa.
Pretty good. 86,578 likes.
Wowza.
Isn't it? Crazy. And 2,149 replies, so...
We've got a wealth of material to work with. This is the rest of the podcast, folks.
I will say now that this man seems to be Scottish from the way that he's he's written. But so that's
I already feel like fun. I've got an unfair advantage, Joe, but okay.
Anyway, so the first reply is from Kirsty McKenzie, at Kirsty McKenzie on January the 16th. She seems to actually work for a media company because she says, love this. I work for Glasgow, at Glasgow_live. Can we please share your picture? Fortune says, yes, thumbs up. Kirsty McKenzie replies, cheers, can I ask what you were expecting in the delivery? Ooh. Fortune replies, we'll find when number 42 arrives home. Crying laughing emoji, think it's a Hoover.
Ooh.
Dale at DC_NUFC_84 says, Defo should have said a dildo just for banter.
I mean, Defo, I don't understand.
Defo should have said a dildo just for banter. I think you can apply that to most situations.
Yeah.
You're a teacher doing the register. It's dildo here. Sorry, mate, Defo just doing it for banter. DB/U at DBU_FS on the January 17th says, do Scottish ducks have much narrower feet than the ones we have down here?
Excuse me?
Fortune replies, notorious for them, mate. I feel like I should be doing a Scottish accent, but also, I'm not going to, because I'll die. It's a curse from a witch. Alter Ego's mother, at Stratscat, on January the 16th, said, are you expecting the delivery? Are you sure it's not a stork? Malcontent says, whoa, calm down over there! Bumbleball replies, probably a bill.
That's depressing.
Oh, it's a joke. It's a joke if you know the picture. So that's a... Yeah.
Well, I assume it's duck-based.
So, probably a bill means...
A bill, like the bill of a duck.
But if it's a joke...
Also a delivery.
Yeah, so it could be a bill. Okay, yeah. So what do you think? Do you want to take a guess?
Well, I mean, it's...
This is a pretty... I think this is a quite easy one compared to our last one, which is a bumper sticker.
An image is crystallising in my head.
What do you think? Take care to remember. It's Scottish. It's up north.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the season, weather was involved.
Winter.
Yes.
Okay.
What does that imply?
So, someone's been delivered.
Yeah. Or something.
Someone has had delivered to them.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
A duck-based item.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Do you think, am I...
You're pretty close.
Am I broadly correct?
Mate, you're in the ballpark, okay, man. You don't have front row seats, but you're at the back. You can see the action.
Are they shoes for a duck?
We don't know. We don't know. We'll keep looking.
It's a mystery package.
But we're not sure. This one will see the deal. So we'll come back to that. The miner at Striking Miner, January the 16th, says, it does say cluck and collect, or is that just me? God, all comedians in the replies tonight. Stephen First says, duck parcel delivery? ? DPD. Ross says, set yourself up for a good Royal Mallard punchline to that, yin ya man.
Pardon?
Yeah. Let's keep looking. David says, bloody ducks coming over here taking our jobs. Yours, Speckled Jim, Carrier Pigeon.
Is it?
Yeah?
A parcel? A parcel that looks like it's being delivered by a duck?
Oh. Camembert Electric says, Postman Quack, and his. And the original picture, the caption was, a duck must have been at the door with a parcel this morning. And the picture is a parcel followed by little duck tracks in the snow.
That's
little
nice.
Duck tracks. So, Aiden, you've done very well there.
Thank you.
Very well done.
That's it.
That's Twitter replies. Aiden smashed it.
Yeah.
If you got it, then tell us.
Shut up. I'm cleverer than you. Right. Shall I lead you by the hand?
Take me away. I'm tired of this binary landscape.
Okay. So I'm gonna start off with a bit of an obscure corner, one that I found a while ago and have been saving for moments such as this. It's Thermodynamic Corner.
Oh, God.
Bear with me.
Okay.
Bear with me. It's a really, like, it's a cool thing that I found. So, you know how there are people in the world who will take something that's obviously not meant to be overanalyzed and massively overanalyze it?
Did you mean you?
This one isn't me.
Okay.
But I really
it's
like
a different person.
Someone took the Bible.
The Bible?
You're joking. And looked into the thermodynamics of the Bible.
What?
Specifically.
What does that mean?
Listen. It goes somewhere. So, they wanted to ask the question, which is hotter, heaven or hell?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That seems like kind of paradoxical. Like, you know, is there a microwave so good that even God can't make something hotter than it?
Well, kind of, but they came up with an answer by reading the scripture and doing some maths. So, there's a quote from Isaiah 30:28 that reads...
Oh, what a lad.
...that's describing heaven and says, "Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days."
How does he know?
Well, that's the way... It's the word of God, Joe.
Has he shown his working?
Well, then he does show his working, which puts the temperature at about 798 Kelvin.
Oof.
So that's really rather hot.
It's quite hot.
And then it looks at the description of hell in Revelations 21:8. "But for the fearful and unbelieving shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone." Now, the boiling point of brimstone is 444 degrees C, which is lower than...
Ooh.
Yeah, so...
But wait, hold on.
But this assumes constant atmospheric pressure.
And also, for something to boil, it doesn't mean that it's at the same temperature as its boiling point.
No.
It can be higher.
But in order for there to be permanent liquid brimstone, it can't be any higher than the boiling point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I'm not well-versed on brimstone.
Therefore, heaven... If you go by the literal descriptions of heaven and hell in the Bible, heaven is hotter than hell.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, when you go to heaven, are you still constrained by your mortal form?
Well,
you know, you've left your body down here. It's your spirit.
Same applies to hell, then.
Do ghosts feel... Can ghosts just rock up to a volcano and they don't care?
Because, like, they're a gas already, so they're not going to evaporate, are they?
Ghosts aren't gas!
What are they, then?
They're not form.
Plasma?
You know? No, gas is material, you know? For a ghost to be gas, it would again be, you know, like, in the same way that if a ghost is in us, it's controlling us. If a ghost is in a gas, then it's controlling the gas. But ghost isn't form. It doesn't take form.
But how does it...
It's just knocking about. Egg ghost is not an egg-shaped gas, you fool.
That's the way I'd always thought of it. It's like...
You thought ghosts were gas?
No, but, like, you know, they're like...
If
smoke.
That was true, mate, then the ghost would expand to shape its container.
Oh, yeah, but...
A ghost would enter a room and become the room.
I suppose...
We'd all be in ghosts all the time.
That's a bit cool.
Isn't it? If you're in a church, think of how many people...
Yeah.
...are haunting the church, and they're all just one big amalgam. They're all big farts.
A big hive mind.
They're all big ghost farts.
Giant farts. I thought that was an interesting little fact. I've got. There's a whole website just devoted to that.
Disclaimer, neither of us have any sort of theological...
We
don't want to offend anyone.
No, we're not looking to offend.
No.
And also,
if
this...
do go to heaven, bring at least factor 70.
And the disclaimer is this assumes that both heaven and hell are the same atmospheric pressure as Earth. And probably, I think hell's probably quite the pressure's quite a bit higher. So
yeah, and if you're in heaven, I bet you they give you like a lot of ice cream to sort you out.
And sun cream.
Yeah, and sun cream. But don't mix them up, because that's just a wacky... don't. Okay, let's get away from here. It's too hot.
Move on.
I'm at boiling point. Okay, so now we're getting to News Round Corner.
Oh, with Lizzo Mazimba?
Who that is, but
he used to present
like.
NewsRound, now he's the entertainment correspondent.
I've never watched NewsRound, I just put it as the title. But anyway, NewsRound Corner, I'm going to sit at this big desk with all these graphics behind me flying, like there's music. NewsRound. It's sometime in the afternoon, you've got nothing better to do than make yourself depressed by watching the current news. So what I'm going to do, I've got five rounds here. I've got five news rounds containing three headlines. I've made up one of them.
Ah, yeah.
You have to guess which one it is. Feel free to play along at home. So these are all from last year.
Okay.
I think they're...
The year of hell.
Hilarious. The year of hell.
I'll tell you, Star Trek Voyager reference for any nerds out there.
Yeah, and it's not as hot as heaven. so let's just get on to it. You understand the rules?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win anything at the end either way, so it's all to play for, and there's nothing to play for. So here's our first round, headline number one. Venezuela's currency value depends largely on one guy at an Alabama Home Depot.
Ooh.
Headline two. Woman in I Heart Crystal Meth t-shirt arrested for guess what?
Ooh.
And finally, study discovers 1 in 10 Americans thought Jurassic Park to be based on a true story.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which do you think? Which do you think?
So the first one...
Venezuela's currency value depends largely on one guy at an Alabama Home Depot.
That's hard to believe, but there was a lot of hard-to-believe news about Venezuela's currency last year.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't have my eye on that market, I'm afraid.
It was very hard to believe.
Okay.
Then, what's the second one? Meth.
Woman
meth.
In I Heart Crystal Meth t-shirt arrested for guess what?
See, that feels like a Florida Man type story. I'm going to say the last one you made up.
Study discovers 1 in 10 Americans thought Jurassic Park to be based on a true story. You bang on.
Yeah.
You bang on.
I was hoping against hope that wasn't real. That stupid.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
I want to know more about the first one.
When you can.
Oh, okay, I'll look it up. I'll look it up in my own time.
If you would like to know, then ask me on some sort of email or Facebook thing and I'll send you the link. But I've looked at them. And to be honest, actually, the first one's the only one that's actually very interesting. Everything else, the story is contained in the title.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. Round two. It's another Boston man story. Boston man found with pants around ankles, hands full of stolen ice cream and genital-based hypothermia, claims he can explain. a surprising amount of millennials want dinner more than sex, study says.
Oh.
I can believe that. A woman chugged an entire $200 bottle of cognac. Is that how you say that?
That's how you say cognac.
Smashed it. Rather than give it to airport security. Which do you think?
Middle one.
Middle one? A surprising amount of millennials want dinner more than sex?
Mm.
It was the Boston man!
Oh,
that was me!
Well done.
I was laughing to myself so much when I made up that one.
You tripped over it.
Probably true.
You tripped over it and that bamboozled me because I thought...
Oh, really?
If you knew it, you wouldn't read it wrong.
Okay, here we go. This 84-year-old retiree wants the internet to see a massive mushroom he found.
Aww, that's so nice.
This man from Manchester is holding a Picasso painting for ransom while it's being held safely in a French museum.
Hmm.
Troopers. Man on LSD saves dog from imaginary fire.
Troopers?
Yeah, it's like troopers, colon, man on fire. Or man on LSD.
Man on fire.
Man on fire saves dog from imaginary LSD. No. Do you
want
to hear him again?
I think the... Yeah, say them again.
This 84-year-old retiree wants the internet to see a massive mushroom he found.
I want that one to be real. That's definitely real.
This man from Manchester is holding a Picasso painting for ransom while it's being held safely in a French museum. Or troopers, man on LSD saves dog from imaginary fire.
I think the Picasso one's yours.
That's me.
Yeah.
Me. Just, I couldn't say it because it would give away that it was a real one, but the 84-year-old retiree, the subtitle is Don Smith is Proud.
Oh! That's so nice.
Okay, round four. You've got your 2-for-1 at this point, which is pretty good. Man proposes to girlfriend while roller skating, accidentally proposed to dog, the marriage is in July.
That one's yours. That one's
you
yours.
Don't want to hear the others.
No, that one's yours.
Boston man tries to fill scuba tank with weed smoke, loses testicles.
Oh, fuck. Okay, maybe that one's yours.
And sex pigs halt traffic after laser attack on Pokemon teens.
Joe, you made all of these up.
One of them's false. The other two are true.
I'm going to stick on the first answer and say the first one's yours.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. You're bang on. I just thought that. I was like, oh. Again, the sex pigs one. I'll read you the subtitle.
Sex pigs.
Sex pigs halt traffic after laser attack on Pokemon teens. Tiny Insjön in central Sweden isn't known for pig mask wearing couples shooting lasers at Pokemon hunters before having sex against a water wheel. But that could be about to change. Okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
Round five, you're 3-for-1. Let's see if we can go 4-for-1. Or 3-for-2, that's a full house. That's pretty good. in poker terms. Never mind. WikiLeaks publishes cryptic UFO emails sent to Clinton campaign from former Blink 182 singer.
Ooh, that's a conspiracy.
NYC ridiculed after 3-hour car chase perp discovered to be mannequin. Or police in Utah recommend against shooting random clowns.
When was the killer clown craze? Was that 2017 or 2016?
It'll have been 2017 because of it.
No, it was before. It was before it.
Really?
Yeah, it was a long time before.
Well, when did the trailer come out?
Because
it will have been linked to that, won't it?
Yeah. What was the first one again?
WikiLeaks publishes cryptic UFO emails sent to Clinton campaign from former Blink 182 singer.
I'm going to say the middle one.
The middle one. Was. NYC ridiculed after 3-hour car chase perp discovered to be mannequin.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
Could that work?
Because it would be the NYPD, surely.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I solved your news puzzle.
Darn. Foiled again.
Never pull one over my eyes.
So, Aiden's up to date on the news in 2017, and now you are too.
Yeah. Do you want to...
Get me out of here!
Okay, let's go. Let's go. Let's bypass the hell or heaven that was thermodynamics.
Well, I'll shut that door because there's a lot of heat escaping.
And let's go to controversial question corner.
Oh, no!
No.
It's somehow making me more hotter than the collar than the heaven
one. Don't worry. There was a lot of stuff that was very controversial, and I went for a less controversial.
Okay, so less controversial question.
So, you know the resource and wealth of information that is reddit.com?
Oh, do I ever?
Yeah.
I don't ever, by the way.
Okay, so there's a community there called Ask Reddit, where people ask questions.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
And you can, what I didn't realize until recently is you can sort how you view things on that. So
right.
You can, it normally just shows you the hot stuff, the one that
Ooh,
is getting
stuff.
Responses. But you can go for the new stuff, the top stuff, or the most controversial stuff.
Oh no.
And it, to be honest, I got quite ill reading the list.
Of course you did.
I found something that was quite funny. And now, this question has been marked as NSFW, so
okay.
It's not safe for work.
Take
Joe.
Your headphones off if you're at work.
Yeah, stop working.
Stop working.
Stop working.
You'll
now.
Get fired.
No, go on like a smoking.
Johnson, what are you doing?
Go for a smoking
I'm
break.
I'm sorry,
or something,
sir.
Or...
I'm listening to a podcast about boobs.
No, so NSFW. What is the best way to let someone know that you smoke marijuana? What is the best way?
I don't think there is a good way. I think you should just keep it to yourself.
I've not looked at the answers yet, and the top one is just, I smoke marijuana.
I mean, yeah.
That's really
that's
funny.
To the point, if you've got a character limit, then that's it.
There's not many other...
Light one up, I guess.
Yeah, just do it.
Ask them.
Unless.
Offer them some. Give them a large present of marijuana.
As the question asker, whose username is... Oh, I think I've worked out why this is controversial now.
Is it a bad username?
His username is PM, as in private message. PM me...
Prime Minister.
PM me women feet.
For God's sake. Well, I hate that.
Yeah, that's bad.
PM me women feet. Oh, that's really bad.
What a nice person.
I guess someone with a username like that must not have a problem with telling people that they smoke marijuana, because that's the least bad thing about.
Clearly they do.
The question should be, how do I tell people to PM me women feet?
Yeah.
And the answer is through your username.
But clearly they do have a problem telling someone. So they're okay with everyone knowing that they want to see women feet.
Yeah.
But not okay with everyone knowing that they smoke the dank herb.
PM me acknowledgement for me smoking weed. I don't know.
I don't know.
What
don't just light
it
up at work
things.
Though, because
no, that's not safe for work.
They've been kind enough to point out that it isn't safe to do that.
Oh, right.
Safety first.
I would have said that the PM me women theme might be
also
contributor to
that's
the not
also
safe
not
work,
safe.
That's really bad, and I
Jenkins,
hate it.
Jenkins, what are you doing? Nothing. No.
What's that in your PMs?
It's not women feet. I promise. It's man feet.
It's marijuana. I smoke marijuana, sir. That's it. Honeypot. You make them think you've got an awful foot fetish through, terrible, really awful clues. Like, you leave, like, a picture of a woman's foot on the table. And someone's like, who's that? Who's this woman's foot? And I was like, oh, it's mine! Whoops!
Oh, whoops. But to distract from that, I might wait. Oh.
And then if you look under the foot, it's a weed bit. It's a bit of weed. That's why it's there. It's just my picture of weed that this woman's foot got in the way.
A crop. A harvest.
What, sir? You thought I had a woman's foot fetish?
No.
You fool. You went wrong. Let's blaze it.
It goes against our code of conduct.
Yeah, obviously. Please don't blaze it. Not at work or anywhere.
HR will be seeing you about both the feet and the and the grass.
This guy's heaven is just like a woman's foot with like a joint in between each toe.
And it's really hot.
Yeah, and I hate it. I said it.
Okay.
Kill me.
That's controversial question corner.
Was that it? Yeah. Just the one? Okay, to be honest, that's enough.
I just came across one and it really tickled my fancy. I wasn't planning on
doing
that.
Oh, don't say that.
What?
Don't say tickled my fancy in relation to women's feet.
I wasn't saying in relation... Okay. I literally discovered that mid-podcast.
I don't think we can go from controversy to, straight back to stone cold. Not control. We can't go immediately from
not safe for work. We're not safe,
for work anymore. We're explicit.
We're toxic.
And we're explicitly going to sweary corner.
Oh.
I hope you brought your spray paint and hoodie because it's time to be sweary.
Parents, stop listening now, please.
Stop it. Turn off the podcast, Mum. Please do turn off the podcast.
And if you are listening.
I know you listen. Yeah. I know my mum listens.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, actually, you know what? She introduced me to this specific thing. My dad owns a book.
Okay.
Which is published by Viz, and it's called Roger's Profanosaurus.
Ooh.
And it's a dictionary explicitly for explicit words.
Not a thesaurus?
No, a profanosaurus, okay. As in profanity.
But it's odd that it's called a profanosaurus, but it's a dictionary.
Well, yeah, but shut the fuck up. That's... Shut up, dick! I'm not Viz, arse. Anyway, so what I thought was I'd take some extracts, and I'd give you the name... And you've got to figure out what it means.
Right. Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So here we are. It's a noun. Number one is a noun.
Okay.
It's called piggy payback.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wait, that's it.
Piggy payback. That's all I've got. And you've got to attribute meaning to it.
That's the profanity.
That's the profanity.
Oh. It doesn't sound that rude.
It's not that rude. You know what? I went through a lot of these entries, and most of them, I will say, is about fornication or... dropping loads, but I tried to choose a large array of subjects so it wouldn't just be what's this mean poo, what's
okay.
this mean wee. So piggy payback could mean anything.
Payback. Well, my first thought was piggy bank.
Yeah,
because like you're paying as well.
Okay,
is it something to do with money?
It's nothing to do with money.
Nothing to do with money.
Do you want another guess?
I can't.
No?
I can't, no.
That's okay. We can just go for one guess each. By the way, all of these entries can be found at viz.co.uk/category/Rogers-Profanosaurus. Just if you want to have a look at them. Piggy payback, it's a noun. It means the momentary, vengeful blast of fetid guff that hits you in the face when opening a packet of wafer-thin ham. That's piggy payback.
Okay. Yeah. So we're in a more sort of... We're quite out there with the profanity. Okay.
Okay, so the next one is a
Christ,
phrase.
That's specific.
Yeah, the next one is a phrase. Got football at 10:30.
Oh.
What could that be?
Okay.
Why would the phrase be used?
Got football at 10:30.
Yeah.
Is the time important? I'm going to ask that.
I would say so. Yeah, I'll say a.m.
Oh. Okay.
You wouldn't say that in the phrase, but it's implied 10:30 a.m.
Right. And it's nothing to do with women's feet in the football.
I should bloody hope not, mate. No, I
can't work this one out.
Don't even want to have a guess.
I don't have an inkling.
Got football at 10:30.
So part of me thinks it might be masturbatory, but that's all.
You think it could be a phrase for...
Having a morning...
Morning
self-pleasure.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's all I can think of.
Trying to...
That's all I can think of.
Varnishing the morning wood.
Something like that, yeah.
I can't come into work today, sir. I've got football at 10:30. Oh, I see. You're jacking it. Fair enough. That's not safe for work. Got football at 10:30 is a phrase which used, useful Sunday morning escape phrase to be used when your beer goggles demist to reveal that you didn't cop off with Maria off Coronation Street, but with a neighbour Blanche instead. Works especially well when the football season is actually in progress.
So it's an excuse for...
It's an excuse for when you wake up in the morning and the woman was not as...
Or the man.
You wake up in the morning and find your sexual partner from the previous evening
not as desirable
as previously
thought.
I see. Looking on these, I feel like it's a really good like glimpse into the zeitgeist of a Yorkshire male.
Hey, I'm one of those.
No, but like over 40.
Yeah, and
it's about their
a proper
like, yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's really like if you're listening from like I don't know, fucking
Barnsley.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to know what it's like to be. A 30-year-old Yorkshire man.
Oh, but I was going for somewhere in Yorkshire.
Okay, well, shut up. Anyway, every day's a fucking task with you, isn't it? Here's another noun for you. Cuckoo fart.
Pardon?
Cuckoo fart.
So, the obvious answer that I think of is that it's a high-pitched fart that sounds like a cuckoo. But it could be more to do with the nest and stealing the egg and that... Someone else farts and it's everyone thinks it's you.
Like, you're bang on.
Yeah.
The act of dropping one's hat in the presence of another person in such a manner that they believe the resulting miasma to be their own dirty. That's a cuckoo fart.
I can't believe I got that.
You did. You got it bang on. Hey, maybe you're more Yorkshire than we thought.
Hey.
Brown baubles. It's a noun. Brown baubles.
Oh no! Is this a poo one?
This is a poo, I'm afraid. I'm sorry, we had to put one in.
Is it a Christmas poo one?
No, well, yeah, kind of, I suppose. Bubbles are Christmas oriented.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck in the Christmas corner. the poo you do after Christmas dinner.
Yeah?
That's what I'm
saying. Brown baubles.
Brown baubles.
That's true. This particular episode of the podcast is filled in front of a live studio audience. We're going to take questions from the audience. We've got Catherine from Barnsley. What do you think brown baubles means?
Is it when you do a poo on a tree?
Is it when you do a poo on a tree? You're closer than Aiden was, Catherine, but you still win nothing. Brown baubles are the tightly knotted bags of dog eggs which with which thoughtful pet owners decorate the trees in the countryside whilst out walking their shit machines.
Why do people do that?
I'm sorry, describing dogs as shit machines is hilarious to me.
Isn't that what we all are, Joe?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I'm a culture machine, I like to think. But food in and art comes out.
Shut up! Shut your whore mouth.
Okay, last one of sweary corner. beer monkey.
Oh.
A noun.
Is it your inner self that comes out when you're drunk?
You know what? Almost. A mythical simian creature which during a drunken slumber sneaks into your bed, ruffles your hair, steals your money and shits in your mouth.
Wow.
So it's like, you know, like a personification
of the hangover.
Of the hangover, yeah.
So that was
swear corner. If you want to use any of those phrases in your own...
I know I will.
please don't do them at work.
Yeah, they're not safe
not
for work.
Not safe for work.
Very dangerous for
Just
work.
Just stay home, jack off till 10:30 and swear a bit, I suppose. Okay, Aiden.
So, in keeping with the monkey, the beer monkey...
Yeah.
Joe, do you wanna get drunk?
Do I ever?
I mean, I don't. Joe reached for a bottle. Then, what I mean is, do you wanna play some drinking games?
Ah, yes, I do.
So, I found myself knee deep in Wikipedia
what
lists.
Say?
Again.
Oh, thank God, similar you said Wikipedia lists.
And I've come across some just three drinking games.
Okay,
two of which have names that I think are really amusing. And,
okay, you party animals at home.
And
let's
one
see if you can
one
play
of which
them
is the oldest drinking game known to man.
What?
Yeah.
Is it just where you drink and you get a point?
No, I'll come to that one last, shall I?
Okay.
So the first one is called Up Jenkins.
What?
It's Up Jenkins.
Ask Jeeves. Nasty younger brother. Up Jenkins and Ask Jeeves.
It's basically flip a coin, but it's with two hands and they're slammed down on the table.
Yeah.
And you have to guess which coin, the hand is under, and which side is facing up. And if you get either of them wrong, you have to drink. Because everyone gets very drunk right. quite quickly, because no one's ever right.
Wait, so you flip one coin up?
So, yeah, you behind your back, you put a coin in one of your hands.
Right.
Slam both hands down on the table, one of which has a coin under it.
I see. Okay.
And the person opposite you has to guess what... Which hand the coin's in and what side's facing up.
So you want them four.
The 75% chances you're going to be drinking.
Yeah.
So it's just basically drink in turn.
Why don't you just put alcohol into one cup out of four?
yeah.
Wait, that's... Shit, no, that's bad. That wasn't even right.
Three cups. Wikipedia lists, helpfully, the setup time is 1 minute and the playing time...
Wait! Yeah, it takes you 1 minute. Fuck off, Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a fucking square. It's never drank in its life.
The playing time is 10 minutes or more.
Or more. But if not less than 10 minutes.
Oh, skills required.
That's some Ouija shit. If you play Ask Up Jenkins for less than 10 minutes, Jenkins comes.
Skills required, guessing, and poker face.
What face could you possibly, like, present that says right hand tail?
That's pretty funny. The next...
Your right eyebrow says left, but your nose says right.
The next game originated in Japan and has been westernized.
Yeah.
It's a card game called Presidents and Assholes.
Presidents and Assholes!
And basically, I
couldn't anything be like taken down to that?
I can't be bothered with the rules, but...
Just drink.
You earn. It's a little bit complicated to make fun on a podcast, but there are special titles you can earn. There's president, vice president.
Yeah.
And then there's the bottom names, which have loads Jenkins. Of varieties. One of which is asshole and vice asshole.
Being asshole is bad, but imagine only being vice asshole. That's shit.
There's scum and super scum.
Oh no.
There's bum boy.
Bum boy? That seems derogatory almost.
I suppose it does actually, yeah. Unless you That's are bad. Like a literal bum.
Oh, with your you mean your face
like
being
your face,
bum.
All of you is bum.
All of you are just bum.
But that doesn't have another counterpart, so presumably there's vice bum boy.
Little bum boy.
Little bum boy.
That's going to be my Twitter name from now on.
Joseph Little Bum Boy Hodgson.
That's me.
I love that. And yeah, basically just that your rank determines how drunk you get, which is
I
quite
see.
Fun.
I see. That is fun.
Yeah, and obviously
and I imagine
the scum or asshole or bum boy gets drunk.
Well, I also imagine that if you and your friends are particularly kooky, you could almost replace the names to things of your own imagining.
Oh, yeah. It's some sort of...
Have a theme.
Oh, bitch. Bitch is another one as
Lord
well.
Lord of the Rings, presidents and assholes. I'm Frodo and you're Gollum.
Oh.
And you're only Vice Gollum.
Vice Gollum.
Vice Gollum, yeah.
I really like that. And finally, the oldest drinking game in the world.
Oh, my God.
It's from ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece, really?
It's called Kotobos. Kotobos. And it's just throwing wine at a lamp.
Fucking what, mate?
They just would throw wine at a lamp.
Would someone be by the lamp trying to get it in their mouth? Where would the drinking come into
there
it?
There would just be the it's quite a simple game.
That's not even a game.
Well, they throw wine at a lamp and then also say the name of the person they fancy.
Oh, like the Grecians.
Loads
crazy.
Of philosophers and stuff. Like Euripides and Aristophanes and all these like famous thinkers.
I drink, therefore I lamp.
Yeah, that was...
That was Descartes.
Descartes, yeah, very French.
Okay, well, fuck me, I guess. Jesus.
Come on, Joe.
No, I've had enough. They all used to play...
They all used to play Kotobos.
Kotobos.
You just need a lamp and some wine.
All you need for this particular game is a lamp and some wine.
You're almost exactly quoting the Wikipedia
article. This isn't my first day of Kotobos.
And they played it for 400 years, and then it died out without any explanation.
Well, this game is also not to be confused with Kotobos, which is definitely not safe for work.
I really like that.
Yeah, you thought it was okay?
Tickled me.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah, I thought We can try those out at a later date.
Oh, that was really good.
Just throw wine everywhere.
And talk about clear around the lamp.
Talk about girls.
Or boys. You or don't boys. Know me.
Yes, I do. I live with you.
Yeah, that is true. You do live with me. Okay. I thought we'd finish today's off one with, you know, listening from our listeners. You know, give something back. So now it's time for Special Guest Corner.
Whoa.
Which we, when we hear from... people who are exclusively named Guest. So first off is Alan Guest from Ipswich, who says it's not snowed here, but that's not holding them back, as Alan and his two children are building their snowman out of peased pudding. Best of luck to you three. And now it's time for Brenda Guest. We're hearing from you from the set of Downton Abbey in Yorkshire, who has snuck in and is currently disguised as Maggie Smith's dresser. Brenda, you cheeky devil, don't worry, your secret's safe with us.
Joe, I hate this.
Colin Guest from the 9th of May 1948, who says he's sick to bastard death of the racket his kids are making. Keep it up, Colin. Not long now until the 1948 London Summer Olympics. That'll get the little shits off your back for once. David Guest from Liverpool. Ooh, who needs urgent assistance? He's stuck in a collapsed building and slowly being crushed by rubble. His exact coordinate... Oh, I'm very sorry, David, but it seems your surname is spelled G-E-S-T, not G-U-E-S-T, which means the joke doesn't really work with your name.
Is that David Guest, the deceased former music producer?
Oh, shit. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably a different David Guest. I mean, he's already dead, isn't he? I mean,
it's quite...
Is it bad?
I don't know. He's dead.
I'll change the name. We'll do it again. Jonathan Guest from Liverpool, who needs urgent assistance. He is stuck in a collapsed building and is slowly being crushed by rubble. His exact coordinates are... Oh, I'm very sorry, David, but it seems your surname is spelled G-E-S-T, not G-U-E-S-T, which means the joke doesn't really work with your name.
So David again.
Fuck!
That's going to be
one more time. Dayton, fuck! Oh, we're leaving this in now.
Yeah, got it.
Jonathan Guest from Liverpool, who needs urgent assistance. He's stuck in a collapsed building and slowly being crushed by rubble. His exact coordinates are... Oh, I'm very sorry, Jonathan, but it seems your surname is spelled G-E-S-T, not G-U-E-S-T, which means the joke doesn't really work with your name. I know they're homonyms and a little nitpicky, but we need to draw the line somewhere, otherwise we'll be getting messages from every gust, goist, and gast if you get the gist. Oh dear, I mean gist. Anyway, best of luck with being crushed, Jonathan. And finally, I've got a message here from Ellie Guest, who's on her way home to Leeds from her mother-in-law's, and she's dying for a good cup of coffee. Mine's with a bit of milk, no sugar, Ellie. Get home safe. There we are, that's Special Guest Corner. Had a bit of a hiccup in the fucking middle of that one, but that's all
Joe,
right.
Joe,
yeah,
you got me really excited. I thought we
you thought
having...
so. You thought that was going somewhere.
I thought we had some sort of listener participation. I was really up for that.
No, sorry, man.
Oh,
you know what? If we got any listeners out there called Guest, that's G-U-E-S-T. Please do get in touch with us. Except for David Guest from Beyond the Grave. Please do not like. Appear to us.
Unless you take the form of an egg
Scrooge.
Unless
style.
It takes the form of an egg ghost. Then
yeah.
Not
in a gas. Not in a fucking cuckoo fart.
Ghost. Guest.
Gast.
Guest ghost.
This is bad. This is a bad joke. Anyway. I think that's the end of today's episode. Let's go back to the foyer.
Nice to.
God, it's dusty.
Get out.
It's dusty everywhere. We haven't been anywhere except for the Christmas corner for so long. And it's good to be back. Thank you again for listening so much.
Yes, thank you all.
Yeah, let's just take a minute to thank Alex Burns again for the fantastic cover art she's lended us.
And thank you to Tankus the Henge for our theme song, Smiling Makes the Day Go Quicker.
Does it ever.
From the album of the same title. Great. It's lovely.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you know this, but we are available on iTunes now and SoundCloud. Yeah. So if you haven't listened either, yeah, just download us. Get us in your phone. We'll be there. It's Little Aiden and Little Joe. We're digital and we can see your Tinder profile.
Joe, that's not a... No. Where's that bit going?
It's not going anywhere.
I think we need to end now. Okay. Should we say goodbye, Joe?
Okay, see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Or
see
maybe
you next
a
time.
Fucking month.
Who knows?
Christ.
Smiling makes the day go quicker. Life begins to turn.